Blog Talk Radio.
To Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 304 shows and counting. This is great, and we're going to keep moving on, standing up for all the animals in need and distress. And the only way we're going to get help is if we use our voices and take action. Is the key to unlock the door to all changes to be made. That big V word, victory. That's what our goals are, everyone. So please do your part. Put a little love in your heart and do your part. I just want to go over a couple things before we do get started. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, and that's www.ppjg.me. And a big shout out to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network, who helps promote this show on her website every Thursday. And also, I was a big part of that from June of 2014, started out with her on TS Radio Network, Voices Care for Animals, shows number 1 through 163 shows. And then she helped me along to go on my own on Animal Advocates Radio, trained me and everything. And she's been a awesome friend advocate, and she has got some hot topics on her network at TS Radio Network. And just, you know, you can go on Blog Talk Radio and put in the search engine Marty Oakley or TS Radio Network, and the link should pop up. And if you want to follow her shows, just press follow under her logo. And the same on mine. If you go to my Animal Advocates Radio on Blog Talk Radio and you go under the logo, press follow, and every time there's a new podcast coming up, it will alert you in your primary email and let you know that the show is coming up. You can share from the left side of the screen the social media icons, Facebook, Twitter. You can email it, copy it. The cross is all of them, Pinterest, WordPress, LinkedIn, just a big list of them. So it takes teamwork, everyone, to get those victories coming through, which we all love and get to do that victory dance. And we're hoping that Lucy the elephant up in at the Edmonton Valley Zoo, where she has been for 44 years and counting, and turns 46 years old this year. I've had several shows, and I can't thank Mary Ann Holm and other guests I've had on here with them. Voices Care for Animals and on TS Radio 122. Voices Care for Animals on Animal Advocates Radio 233, number 244, number 256, and now number 304. So we're not going to give up, everyone. We're relentless, and we want to call to justice for Lucy up there in Canada. She's been there so long. She needs her freedom. So whatever it takes, everyone, please do your part. There's a petition out right now where Cher, she got involved, which is a big shout-out to Cher, and thanking her. It's in the letter to Mayor Don Evison and the director of Edmonton Valley Zoo, Gary DeWall. And we were, you know, thanking her for what she's doing because, you know, getting the word out there, and she cares, you know. So whatever we can do, I've got the petition on Voices Care for Animals support group and also on my timeline if you want to check it out. And I've got it posted all over Twitter, then Pinterest, all of them. So please, everyone, just do your part. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio. And welcome aboard, everyone. All you first-time listeners, I hope you enjoy the show. Keep spreading the word. Keep coming back. And you returning listeners, thank you all so much for all your support. And keep coming back and working together to help make this world a better a place to live for the animals, because they so well deserve. They're innocent, they're defenseless, helpless, and voiceless. Be a defender for the defenseless, and be a voice for the voiceless, and a hero for the helpless, because all our voices do matter. Never say they don't. So I want to welcome, bring my first guest in. And her name is Marianne Holmes. She's the president and campaign coordinator at Lucy's Edmonton Advocates Project. And I'm going to welcome her back. We have been, like I said, this is the fifth show this evening. Hey, Marianne, how are you this evening? Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you for having me back. I'm doing okay, thanks.
Yes, and so glad to have you back, you know, all of us working together. And one more thing, I'm going to be taking calls probably around 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to jot this number down, area code 310-982-4270. Just press 1 to let me know that you want to speak online, and just try to refrain from any noises or you know, TVs, radios, conversations in the background, and you're more than welcome to come on board. So we're going to get going with this show, and all these shows are archived, everyone, so you can always go back and listen to them, you know, and share them also. Listen and share 24/7, 365 days a year. But go ahead, Marianne. You want to go ahead and refresh the audience on Lucy the elephant up in Canada, and that way we could get more exposure, the better out there. We want to see her released to a sanctuary where she so well deserves, like Nosy the Elephant. I've had many shows on Nosy the Elephant with Barbara Levent and Robin Returley. And, you know, Nosy's happy in Tennessee at the sanctuary. Or, you know, she's very happy. You could tell. I've seen videos and pictures. And that's where Nosy belongs. And Nosy has her own law up in New Jersey, Nosy's Law. So go right ahead. Just refresh the audience.
Thank
you, Debbie. Welcome back.
Thanks. As you mentioned, Lucy's turning 46 this year. She's unfortunately been here in Edmonton since she was 2 years old. She was captured from the wild in Sri Lanka and sold to the Edmonton Valley Zoo. And she's remained here this entire time without the companionship of her own species. So Lucy is a solitary elephant. She suffers from numerous health conditions, which are related to her captivity. The ailments that Lucy suffers from are not found in her wild counterparts, and they are threatening her life. We know that zoo elephants have a reduced life expectancy compared to elephants in the wild or elephants in sanctuaries. And it varies depending on what you read, but the general average life expectancy for a captive elephant is usually only about 45 years, and that's being generous in many cases. So Lucy is at sort of the end of the road for the normal life expectancy of a zoo elephant. Rarely they survive past the age of 50, and yet we know that elephants have a very similar life expectancy as humans. I volunteer in an elephant sanctuary. I've met elephants in their 70s, 80s, even met one that was 100 years old. You will not find an elephant in a zoo of that age. It's almost impossible. You just don't see it. So they die decades prematurely in captivity for a number of reasons. One is lack of exercise. There is no zoo, even the best zoo, cannot provide enough space for an elephant who normally would roam, you know, up to 50 miles a day in the wild. They just can't provide that kind of space for an elephant. And they don't want to, quite frankly, because the idea of a zoo is to have the patrons coming in and being able to observe the animal. If they created habitats that were natural, particularly for an elephant needing to be that large, the people that came in and bought a ticket would never see the elephant. So this is why captivity for these animals is wrong, because it's designed for the viewing public and not designed with the animal's best interests in mind. So for that reason, lack of exercise is a big one. And because of that, elephants will become obese. They will have arthritis from a lack of exercise, and they will also develop foot issues with their feet. Their feet are designed to traverse soft terrain, and in a zoo, they're standing on concrete and hard substrates, which will cause irreparable damage to their foot pads. In Lucy's case, not only is she spending a lot of time on concrete, she's also walking in snow and ice many months of the year. So in addition to just being a captive elephant, Lucy also has to battle the climate here in Edmonton. So because of that, that means she spends very much of her time indoors. Some of the zoo elephants in warmer climates at least have access to the outdoors 24/7 and can at least go in and out to their yards and back into their enclosures. Lucy, because of the climate, it's been determined, spends about two-thirds of her time indoors. And these are wild animals that should never be an indoor animal. She's not a cat or a dog, so she should be outside 24/7. So consequently, Lucy has, as would be expected, foot infections in her feet. The last time I saw Lucy, and unfortunately due to the pandemic, I haven't been able to see her as regularly as we would like to check on her condition. So it's been over a year since I've been able to see Lucy. But the last time I saw her, she had infections in her toenails on both of her front feet. She was having difficulty weight bearing on her back hind leg, and that's because she suffers from arthritis, as I mentioned, common in zoo elephants. She continues to, her weight is higher than ever. She's 1,000 pounds overweight. So you combine the obesity with the fact that she has painful feet and painful joints, and that's only aggravating her condition. In addition to that, Lucy has dental problems, which are might not seem like a big deal, but it actually is a really big deal for an elephant. All elephants have four molars. All four of Lucy's molars, actually three now because she just shed one a year or so ago. She has her last set of molars coming in, but the molars she has are all deformed and misplaced. They are actually going sideways rather than straight up and down. So because of that, she gets a lot of food and debris caught in and around her teeth. She has bad breath. She has infections in her gums and, you know, difficulty chewing. So apart from that, that leads to another problem that Lucy has, which is colic. Colic is a digestive problem that's commonly seen in horses, but is also found in captive elephants. And that can be due to difficulty with teeth because she's not able to chew her food properly, but also dehydration. And we know that in Lucy's case, since she was a young elephant, she's been trained to drink from a hose. And so hose water, especially here, you're running a hose in a cold climate, that's icy cold water. And elephants don't drink icy cold water. We spoke with a sanctuary conservationist that's very well known, and he said that, you know, elephants need to be drinking room temperature or you know, ambient temperature water and not ice cold water. And she should have access to water 24 hours a day. And in Lucy's case, because she only drinks from a hose and is only familiar with hose drinking, when her keepers go home at night, she's left alone many, many hours of the day. At least 8 hours a day she's alone. It may even be longer. I'm not quite sure. The zoo isn't very specific about how long the staff are there after the zoo closes, but the zoo is only open for 6 hours a day. She has no access to water. So dehydration, again, as I mentioned, will cause colic and a poor diet. And this is our other issue with Lucy. She lives here in this climate where there isn't anything growing, fresh growing vegetation here many, many months of the year. So Lucy's diet is primarily a dry diet consisting of hay, elephant kibble. She gets some beet pulp. She gets occasional popcorn for a treat. In the summer, she'll get some fresh grasses, but she won't in the winter. And she should be getting what elephants really need, are branches, what we call browse. Elephants in the wild, in sanctuaries, will pull branches down and chew them and break them up and eat them. And that's so important for their teeth as well. And that's probably the reason why Lucy's teeth are deformed. She's not getting that activity of chewing on these branches to keep her teeth healthy. She's chewing on soft things most of the time, or hay. So that's another issue. So Lucy's diet is poor. So that also causes the colic. So when you combine the lack of water, her dental issues where she's not chewing properly, and her poor diet, she now has colic. Colic is very, very serious and can kill an elephant, along with the other issues I mentioned. All of these things together combine to be the reasons why captive elephants die prematurely. In addition to that, we know that Lucy also suffers from zoochosis, which is the stereotypical movements that you see in zoo animals, and where they might sway back and forth. They might rock forward and backwards. They might shake their head back and forth. That is a really sad sign that there's mental duress with that animal. So they're so bored that they're trying to self-soothe themselves to, you know, sort of break the monotony of their day by just rocking back and forth. And we have video, if your listeners want to go to our YouTube channel and search Leap Edmonton, L-E-A-P, Edmonton. You can see a lot of the videos. We have videos of Lucy showing the zoochosis. We also have the recent video that I talked about that I shot the last time I saw Lucy, where she's, you know, favoring her back leg. She can't weight bear. I zoom in on the infected front feet, toenails on her front feet. And then just the sheer sadness of watching this majestic animal being forced to play musical instruments and do silly circus tricks for the people in the audience. So the zoo will also claim that Lucy has a breathing problem, and that is the real reason that they resist moving her to sanctuary. And they say that she can't breathe through her trunk and that she can only mouth breathe, and yet they give her a recorder, they give her a harmonica, and she's able to play them through her trunk. So, you know, they're not being completely truthful about that, because she wouldn't be able to play those instruments through her trunk if she wasn't able to breathe through her trunk. We don't deny there is probably some issues with her breathing related most likely to her teeth, but it remains an undiagnosed respiratory problem. And this is one of the reasons we have pushed so hard to have an expert come in and look at her, because the Valley Zoo has never conclusively diagnosed her respiratory problem, nor have they measured her oxygen levels to find out if this truly is a real risk for transport. They claim Lucy could die if moved, but they've never gotten any measurements of her oxygen levels. So until they do that, it's merely speculation. that this would happen. And the other interesting point is in Lucy's records, they record her vital signs and they record that Lucy has a low respiratory rate. So if someone is short on oxygen and struggling to breathe, the normal reaction, whether it's a human or an elephant or any other mammal, would be to increase their breathing rate to get more oxygen to their brain, to their heart, and all the vital organs. Lucy's respiratory rate is really low. So that's a sign to me, and I'm sure to anyone with some respiratory background, which I have, that she's not actually low on oxygen, because if she was, she would be breathing quicker. So that's basically the summary of her medical issues. And she's on anti-inflammatory medications, painkillers, glucosamine for her joints. She's getting physio. She's getting laser treatments and foot soaks. But yet she continues to suffer from all of these conditions. Watching Lucy walk is shocking, really, for an elephant. You know, in her mid-40s, she looks like an elephant in her 90s. And I've seen so many elephants in my travels, and it's just heartbreaking to compare. And I think that's why the citizens of Edmonton will believe the zoo when they say that Lucy is too old and too sick to be moved. Well, first of all, she's not too old. We see elephants being transported to sanctuaries. As I said, the elephant that I met that was 100 years old was transported when she was 96 and made a long trip to sanctuary. We see it all the time, 70-year-old elephants, 60-year-old elephants, and they're all sick. The reason they're being moved to sanctuary is because they're ill. So older and sicker elephants are making the trip. So there's no reason to think Lucy wouldn't make the trip either. But the citizens here in Edmonton believe the zoo when they say she's too old and too sick, because she looks old and sick when you look at her. So this is the battle that we've been fighting, is the misinformation coming from the zoo. And, of course, everybody here in the city loves Lucy. She's been an icon of this city for years. And, you know, some consider us the enemy, that we're trying to take away their elephant, or that we want to put Lucy's life at risk, and that's simply not true. We have never said, just put Lucy on a truck and send her to sanctuary. We have always said, let's bring in a sanctuary expert and other independent elephant experts to examine her and see what they think is best. To date, the only people that have examined Lucy have all been hired from the Edmonton Valley Zoo or their affiliate, which is CASA, which is a zoo organization. We want to hear from somebody outside of the zoo organization and get a true independent opinion on what would be best for Lucy. If they agree that it would be putting Lucy at risk to be moved, we would accept that, and then we would work with the Valley Zoo with fundraising to try and get a better environment for Lucy. She has a tiny little barn with no windows. It's concrete. They paint trees on the walls. I'm not sure if they think that will convince Lucy she's in the jungle. And she has nowhere to swim, which is abhorrent, quite honestly. Elephants love to be in the water, and particularly an elephant like Lucy, who's suffering from foot issues, arthritic issues, and weight problems, and can't go outside many months of the year because of climate. If she had a pool, she could be exercising more, which would help her weight. The buoyancy of the water would take the pressure off her feet and her joints. And yet, all these years, the zoo continues to put more money into upgrades for the public areas, for the people areas of the zoo, for other new exhibits, but never once have they ever tried or attempted or built Lucy a pool, which would help her immensely. She has no place to wallow in the mud. And when she does get out to walk, she is managed with bull hooks, which is a circus implement that looks like a fireplace poker that circuses use to punitively train elephants. And it's a cruel implement. Lucy knows from when she was young, she would have been beaten to the point of fearing that instrument. So when she sees the two zookeepers flanking her when they go for a walk, she is very, very compliant. She's very docile because she knows she has to do what she's told because two people with bull hooks are standing beside her. And every move she makes in her life is controlled. And we would so like to be able to see Lucy have some autonomy and some freedom of choice to decide if she wants to go swim in a river or lay on a sunny hillside or socialize with other elephants. And those are all things that could happen if Lucy moved to sanctuary.
This stuff you're saying on air, Marianne, is so heartbreaking. It's so cold-hearted, and it just, she needs out of there so bad to enjoy her life, because, you know, human beings and animals were all on this earth temporarily, and we got to make the best of it. And some of these animals, while I'm hearing, you know, front lines with it, it's torture, it's neglect, abuse. I mean, just cruel. And where is their heart at? I mean, why this big fight? Like I was saying, this is our fifth show, and we'll keep going. You know, the more exposure, the better. But they, you know, they need to release her. And if they can't see that, they're very heartless. And, you know, even the people that want her to stay there, how would they like to live the life she's living? You know, and just as a confined area, not socializing. I mean, it's so sad and heartbreaking. I'm going to go ahead and bring Anika on, Marianne. You go ahead and stay on air, okay? And
okay,
I want to welcome her on, because we're not going to give up, Marianne. We're relentless. We want to see a victory like Nosy the elephant. We want to see Lucy get released soon. And I know there's so many support out there for this show, you know, spreading it out and forwarding on LinkedIn and Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest. It's out there. So hopefully everyone keeps passing along, because these shows are archived. You can listen to any of them at any time. Go to the PPJ Gazette online. Go to the sidebar search and put in Voices Carry for Animals. Or you can put in Lucy the elephant, or you can put in Marianne Holmes' name, and they'll all pop up, you know, Lise, and just pick which one you want to listen to. And then, or, you know, you have to press the link, wait a minute, download, and it will play. And like I said, you can share on the left side of the screen on Blog Talk Radio. So, but I want to bring Anika Sleemon and welcome her aboard. This is her first time. She's the director and trustee at Free the Wild Global. How are you, Anika? Welcome to Voices Carry for Animals.
Thank you. You're live and on the air. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for hosting me on your show. I'm very excited to, I was looking forward to this for all day, to be able to speak with you and Marianne on about Lucy. So thank you very much for having me.
Hey, you're so welcome. I was, all these shows, I really am into it. I can't make no changes, but thousands of me like me can. We just got to step up to the plate and take that action, everyone. And I have been excited all day to have you and Marianne back on the show and you coming on for the first time. So we are working on this together. At teamwork wins when we all come together. It does matter.
Absolutely.
Yes. But go right ahead and tell us a little bit about the Free the Wild and how you got involved. And you can even bring Cher up. And like I said, everyone, I'll be taking calls a little bit later. Area code 310-982-4270. You can even call in from Skype. This show you can listen to by the internet or by phone. Every show's on it every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide. But go right ahead, Anika. This is wonderful.
Okay, so Yeah, so Free the Wild is a charity organization based in the UK. The co-founders are Mark Cowan, Gina Nelthorpe Cowan, and, of course, the superstar Cher. So they founded Free the Wild. It's a charity to help animals that are living in captivity to find ways, you know, that aren't living in good conditions and finding ways into releasing them into sanctuaries or helping them in their condition. So our first, we're working on different multiple projects right now, but I'll just backtrack a little bit and give some history. So our very first project was, I don't know if you're aware, it was an elephant named Kavan in Pakistan, in Islamabad Zoo.
Yes, definitely.
Kavan, okay.
Good news. So, yep.
Yes. Yes. So Kavan had been suffering in captivity in Pakistan Zoo, and Cher caught wind of Kavan's story on social media, on Twitter. We all kept tweeting to Cher, you know, pointing out Kavan, and she took wind of it. We had a platform then called Team Kavan, which we would use to, like Marianne does for Leap, to raise awareness for Lucy. So we had this going on for Kavan. So Cher caught wind of it, and then one day out of the blue, she tweeted back to me, and she said she has a friend that's going to go to Pakistan to go see Kavan. And we were all shocked. We were just shocked. So basically then what happened was a few weeks later, you know, Mark went down, saw Kavan, took up Kavan as a, you know, long story short, they took up Kavan's issue. They opened up the charity, Free the Wild, and then lo and behold, you know, Kavan was free and now residing in Cambodia Wildlife Sanctuary. So after that was done, Free the Wild opened up the platform asking people, you know, send us information on animals that are suffering in captivity or who needs help and who needs a voice. I've been communicating with Marianne back and forth in messages, and, you know, we were talking about Lucy and, you know, what we can do to help and stuff like that. Also, many people on Twitter, you know, started tweeting about Lucy as well, and Cher saw, you know, Lucy, and then we all got around the table, and, you know, we put Lucy as one of our projects. So from there, we heard everything that, you know, Marianne and Leap have said about Lucy and stuff like that, and the big question is, we want to know, you know, what is truly Lucy's status? What is her health? Her undiagnosed respiratory issue. We want to know what it is. I mean, what can we do? You know, can she be moved? Can she not be moved? That's the big question. And we felt that we needed to help push her voice further along. So Cher wrote to the mayor, Don Iveson, a very heartfelt letter saying, you know, we want to help. What can we do for Lucy? We just helped Kavan. We're motivated to help her. You know, I need your help. We want to talk to the Edmonton City Council. So then the letter reached, and it went over to Edmonton Zoo, to the zoo director, Gary, and he was nice enough, and he's been communicating with Gina through email and back and forth, and, you know, we keep putting it out there that our offer is available. You know, we want to help Lucy. We're very motivated to help Lucy. You know, when is her next assessment? So he went through the credentials and stuff, and then he notified us that they're considering our offer for Lucy's next evaluation, and he'll keep us posted. So that's where we are with that right now. But in the meantime, excuse me, Lucy's name is getting stronger. Huge platforms have picked up her name as well. Just
great.
Last week, ET Canada. And sorry?
I said, that's great. Yes. The
more
animal advocates coming on board, that's wonderful. Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
So,
yep.
Yeah. So Entertainment Canada picked up Lucy's story as well to say that Cher wants to help the elephant in Edmonton Zoo. World Animal News platform picked up her story as well, same thing, and One Green Planet. So more people are becoming aware because Cher has put her name, voiced out for Lucy like she did for Kavan. And it really helped when we were trying for Kavan because of her, international status, her platform, and I feel like it will also help in Lucy's favor as well. And I just wanted to touch base on something that Marianne said, that when the zoo says that Lucy's too old to be moved and she looks really sick and the people of Edmonton believe that. Well, I want to say that you are who you are in the environment that you're kept in. And for an example, whenever somebody saw Kavan in Islamabad Zoo, he was a mess. He was a total mess. He had nothing. He would stand there and sway all day long, 24/7, showing aggression, stereotypical. He was going nuts. And I just feel like he's a whole new elephant if you see his after pictures in the sanctuary. You can't even imagine that, one of his pictures went viral when in Islamabad Zoo when he had his head pressed against the wall of the zoo. It just went viral. And now when you see him happy in his environment, playing, and he's a totally different elephant, and he doesn't sway anymore. So I really feel like Lucy's suffering because of her environment and because of the climate. I mean, she'll be a totally different elephant, once moved. And Edmonton just has to, the zoo and the mayor and everyone just has to come behind it and take that chance and get, let Free the Wild in, let us get the experts in and hear what they have to say. If, like Marianne said, it comes back that, unfortunately, if she can't, we're staying positive that if she can't be moved, well, then this is an opportunity of how we can make Lucy's life better. We can give recommendations. We can find out, are these medicines actually harming her? Are they helping her? Are they just numbing the pain? Like, what are they doing? We don't know. Change her diet. Give her a pool. Give her a place, roll around in the mud. Playing instruments and stuff like that in a concrete cell. It's so sad. It's so demeaning.
Yes.
I don't know. I have a good feeling for Lucy, though. I have a gut feeling. Things are going to go well. I just have this really, really good feeling about it.
That V word, victory and justice. Call for justice, everyone. For Lucy the elephant, please do your part. I mean, because like Ray Bittner, a big supporter of the show, strength in numbers. So the more of us that come together, the stronger we become in our voices. And we can be polite and professional, but we just want to get our word across. She needs her freedom, and it's long overdue. Everyone, please do your part. Sign the petition. We want to see her go to freedom. Because I remember when Nosy the Elephant got released and it was all over Facebook and all social media. I just yelled so loud of happiness, like happy tears, because she was free. And that's what I want to do again and again and again for these animals. I'm on this radio platform. We can talk about everything all we want, but unless we take action, if we don't take action, we're just spinning our wheels, everyone. So, it's like talking behind four walls. If you don't, step up to the plate and do something, then guess what? Nothing changes. And we'll be sitting there a year, 2 years, 3 years, and Lucy's still going to be there. So let's not see that and do something about it. You know, take that action because that means so much. Lucy, we love you and we want you out of there just like we did Nosy, the elephant. And Nosy is so happy. I mean, it just brings happy tears just to see her, you know, like she's living in freedom. And she, they all deserve that. Wow. Yep.
I just wanted to add, Lucy's voice is growing day by day, not only by other platforms, social media. Twitter has her name all over Twitter. There's so many people tweeting for Lucy. And just recently, last week, Sri Lanka held a protest for her. You know, they went to the Canadian, I think it was a Canadian High Commissioner or the Canadian Embassy in Sri Lanka, and they presented a letter, you know, of why Lucy should be moved. And I was, you know, it was so touching to see that, you know, she's from Sri Lanka and the people of Sri Lanka, you know, rally for Sri Lankan elephants. Panchali, she led that protest. And I thought it was so beautiful to see that, you know, Lucy's touching people all over the world, her story.
The world's watching, you know, the more pick up and then it heads to the, all the news and, you know, the media and stuff. We need to get her out. Cher is doing a great job, and I wish more celebrities would step up to the plate and help animals out. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, because they get a lot of attention, and they have fans out there. So once they do that, like I was had something on, and this might be throwing a curveball, but on the Mustangs, you know, the horses and stuff, help save them. Ford should step up to the plate and help them out, right? I mean, Mustangs are named after the Mustang horses. And just like Subaru, how they help out rescues and stuff. So, you know, we need more like, you know, corporations and stuff getting involved and businesses and, you know, the TV, the shows, the news, newspapers, magazines. Everyone come, you know, get together as one and do something and get that out there. Because once it's in the spotlight, and people are jumping up and saying, hey, I got to do something here. Don't wait for the next person to do something. Take care of business yourself. And then when the petitions come around, sign and share. There we go. I just said Cher's name again.
Such...
sign and share.
Yeah, Leap has...
Share. Okay,
Leap has done such, Marianne, Leap, Sam, they've all done such great work to raise the awareness needed for Lucy. It's been incredible, but now I think we're at a different stage for Lucy, and I think having Cher behind her will really, really, really amplify her story further out.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
This is so inspiring.
It's really exciting.
Uplifting.
It's so exciting.
Yes. Yes, it
we're
is.
So motivated. We're really excited. We want, you know, her really to get properly assessed. That is number one before anything. We need to know where her health stands. How is she doing? How is she breathing? What is this respiratory issue? You know, what's going on with her feet? What's going on with her weight? You know, common sense tells you that she does not belong where she is. You know, they have to own up that they've caused all these problems for her. It didn't happen on its own.
That's right.
At the end of the day, Pakistan gave in, and they said they did wrong. The Ministry of Climate, the Minister of Climate Change in Pakistan tweeted me and said, you know, we apologize to Caban, and we are going to make this right, and we're going to send him to sanctuary, and that's what Edmonton needs to do for Lucy. Do what's right for her.
That's right. Give her
She served the city
space.
Of Edmonton her whole life.
Mm. Whoa. That's not right. That's so injustice and unfair and unbelievable. You know, she needs out of there.
But they can turn this around. They can turn this around. Pakistan has no laws protecting elephants or zoos. So Edmonton can turn, you know, they can turn this around, take Free the Wild's offer. It's not costing them a cent. Okay, they're actually going to save money. Get the proper expert in there to evaluate Lucy, bottom line.
That's right. And you're being her voice and her ladies, the work you're doing is amazing and inspiring. Keep it up. Because you're both relentless, you know, and looking forward to having you back on this platform again and again. You know, whatever we got to do.
Marianne motivated me. I used to watch Lucy's story a lot while I was doing Kavan, because I live in Toronto. And it would always, like, tug at me, like, she's in your own backyard, she's in your own backyard, she's in your own backyard. And how funny I find it now that Kavan is originally from Sri Lanka. Lucy is from Sri Lanka. I just feel like this is a full circle kind of thing for me.
Yes. But it's just uplifting that, you know, the news is spreading throughout, I mean, worldwide. The world is watching, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And see what happens. She needs out ASAP. And I get the health, you know, assessment done and then see what goes on from there. I could just imagine her freedom pictures at a sanctuary.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, all the hard, you know, you're standing up for them and doing what you need to do to make them feel comfortable.
Yeah, I just
want to
keep an open mind for, I just want to keep it, you know, an open mind for anything, because this, bottom line, it'll have to go with what the assessment says, right?
Yes.
So I'm staying positive, and I think good things are coming their way, but I just want to, you know, there's a reality.
Oh, yeah.
We just got to, I just hope, you know, they agree. And, you know, so far everything looks promising. So I'm hoping they come back and say yes. But with the pandemic, I feel like everything's just, you know, delay after delay. It's making it harder to advocate.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. You know,
it really, you know, traveling restrictions,
put
and so many restrictions.
Yeah. There's so many restrictions. We got to go on with our lives no matter what, because there's so many ways to die out there. COVID is just marking one up on the chalkboard, you know?
Yeah.
There's, you know, you get heart attacks, pneumonia, cancer, diabetes. Look at all these lists, car crashes, murder. I mean, this list is huge. So we take risk every day. We just got to do what we need to do to stay safe and careful. And move on and don't let all this other stuff be on the back burner, because there's only so much we can do about COVID, you know, so.
Can you imagine we're all suffering from social distancing and being, you know, we're all suffering during this pandemic. I can't imagine how Lucy's been feeling her whole life.
Oh, wouldn't it? I mean, I could just imagine. Whoa.
Yeah.
It is so sad and heartbreaking.
We can all relate. So Edmonton needs to, you know, the city needs to wake up and just, you know, I'm not pushing to say let her go, but let her have that proper medical assessment that is so desperately needed.
Yep. You get her, you know, her space. I would just love to have, you know, if she
and
gets
if it
released.
Turns out she's good, you know, that's something to celebrate.
That's right. It would be all
Debbie,
over.
Debbie, am I muted, Debbie?
Well, I'm sorry?
Debbie, am I muted? Oh, I was just wondering if I was muted.
No, you're still on air. Yep.
Is there any callers that are going to be calling in?
Oh,
we're
talking away and getting into this and all these heartbreaking stories. And I forgot to say, if anybody wants to call in and have any questions for either Marianne or Anika, you're more than welcome to call and just try to refrain from any noise in the background. And this number is the same every Thursday. If you want to keep it in your contacts, area code 310-982-4270. And press 1 in the queue to alert me that you want to speak to one of the guests. I've got another packed house tonight, everyone. And don't be shy to call in, because you don't see anybody. I know I was asking Sam Winup. She was going to try to call in. She's been a guest on this show before. And Diana Munez and Colby Steiner, from they're with elephants too, you know, which is great. But
yes,
anybody wants to call in,
colleagues.
Just you know, the more exposure and you're getting your voice out there, the better. Okay. So if you're,
I just
you're
wanted to
queue,
add to Annika's point regarding needing to get a proper assessment done of Lucy, which of course we're so grateful that Free the Wild has offered to facilitate that. And it sounds like the zoo is considering that. At least that's how they've responded to me. But I just want to stress how inadequate Lucy's past examinations have been. She hasn't been formally examined since 2019, but the three vets that saw her, two of them are circus zoo vets, and the third one was a horse vet. And he even admits they brought him in to evaluate Lucy and see if she was fit to be transferred to sanctuary. And in an email, he states, and this is his words precisely in the email, "I think I would not be very credible about this topic since I'm really not familiar at all with the transportation
wow.
of zoo animals. This is so far out of my area of expertise that my opinion may not be worth more than anyone else. I would prefer to let the true experts talk about this one." So this was one of their three consultants that they are pinning everything on, saying that Lucy's too sick to be moved, and one of them outwardly admits that he's not even qualified to make the assessment. The other one, I'll just try and be quick because I did hear a call come in. Another
yes.
one is the circus vet with Ringling, and she made a statement saying, "Sanctuaries have repeatedly shown themselves incapable of providing one-on-one care this elephant requires, and a large number of deaths of elephants, most of whom were healthier than Lucy, at sanctuary shortly after arrival, can attest to that fact." So she is giving erroneous information because there is not a large number of deaths of elephants at sanctuaries that have died within a year of arrival. I can't even think of one, to be honest. And then the third vet that they relied on for years is an elephant expert, but he has a very poor reputation. He's misdiagnosed two elephants that he said were fit to be in the circus. They died two weeks later of tuberculosis. And another elephant that we bring up often, Maggie in Alaska, this expert said, and was the only expert out of 11 that said Maggie was too sick to be moved to sanctuary. And thankfully, they didn't listen to him and moved her 13 years ago, and she's alive and thriving. So these are the three veterinarians that performed Lucy's last examinations. And this is why we are so desperate to get someone qualified in. Sorry, I just had to throw that out there.
No, I'm glad you threw that in. That's great.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We got a caller calling from area code 413. You are live and on air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. Go right ahead. You have any comments or questions for the guests, please? Annika or Marianne, go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello? Yes, go right ahead.
My name is Kathy Marhefka, and I'm calling from Massachusetts. And I've been following Lucy's story for a long time, and what Leap has done has been amazing, and I'm so happy that Free the Wild is involved now. I wanted to know if there's anything we can do here in the state to help advocate for her freedom. Like, could we maybe make a petition to the Prime Minister there, or is there anything I can do to help?
Annika, did you want to take that, or?
Sure. What you can advocate to help is basically I would continue to support Lucy, talk about Lucy,
yes.
email the places. I think Leap had an email storm not too long ago, if you're following Leap. I mean, excellent. So there's always action happening on ground. I mean, continue. I don't know if you're in other elephant groups on social media, but, you know, bringing up Lucy's name, point them over to Leap. The more voices we have together, the stronger her name is. Like right now, her name's always been strong, but it's only going to get stronger, right?
Okay.
Right now, Lucy is everybody wants to see Lucy get a proper assessment. Marianne, do you want to add anything?
Hi, Kathy. It's good to hear your voice. I see her commenting often on our page. She's a huge supporter. Just sharing our posts, sharing the videos really capture people's heart. If you go to our YouTube channel, and there's some really heartbreaking videos of Lucy, but they really get people's attention. Pictures. There's a picture that I post quite often of Lucy standing in foot-deep snow, and people can really imagine, especially those that have suffered from arthritis or things like foot problems, to just imagine what it would feel like to have bare feet, because Lucy isn't wearing boots, she's not wearing a coat, and she's standing outside, and they will let her outside, providing it's warmer than minus 20, if you can believe that. And there's a picture that I share often that I took of her standing in the deep snow. And that stuff really hits people. And then just sharing the group, sharing Free the Wild, sharing Leap, because by following those groups, they'll be following the activities and calls to action that we put out periodically for supporters to do to help us out, to get the word out for Lucy. So that sort of stuff. And there's a new petition that was just created related to Free the Wild's efforts on behalf of Lucy that we just put up last week.
Yeah, Edmonton could really, you know, the zoo could turn out to be heroes here if they did the right thing for her. Is there like
they absolutely
t-shirts we
could.
Are there t-shirts maybe we could buy and we could wear them to our events down here and we have protests, you know, at the Big E and different things like that?
Absolutely, maybe. Yeah. We have our Leap campaign T-shirts that are available if you get in touch with us through Leap.
We're
happy to sell you a T-shirt. And, you know, proceeds will go, of course, to helping our public awareness campaign for Lucy. So, yes, we have T-shirts. We have bracelets available. So just get in touch with us. I think you know
okay,
how.
Great.
And for others, just look us up on Facebook. LEAP stands for Lucy's Edmonton Advocates Project. So if you search that in the window, we have a really active Facebook group, but we also have a website, www.leapforlucy.com, also on Twitter, also on Instagram, and as I mentioned, our YouTube channel. So there's many ways to reach us. So if you are interested in a shirt, want to make a donation that goes to our awareness campaign, we do a lot of advertising to get the word out for Lucy. That's how you can help us as well.
Thank you so very much, the three of you, for all that you do in spreading awareness. And, you know, hopefully Lucy will be free soon. We can just keep pushing her name out there and telling her story.
And Kathy,
yeah, we have to visualize
it. Someone from Massachusetts is calling in. This is great.
And
yeah,
you can listen to the show worldwide. I've had guests from almost every state and several countries out there. So
I just found out about this show from Leap on their page.
Yes,
I'll definitely be
that's great.
Listen in anytime. Call in, you know, because I stand up for all the animals in need and distress. You know, from wild, farm, domestic, you name it. So please, you know, spread the word out there because, you know, a lot
I
of people don't
will.
Know about podcasts. So if you spread the word, and I try to share it on my page and groups I admin, Voices Cared for Animals, and LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, and getting the word out there. And ladies, we're down to a couple minutes. I want to thank both of you ladies for coming on this evening. This has been another great show. And hopefully we will see justice for Lucy the elephant in Canada. Let's see her freedom, everyone. And Kathy, thank you for calling in. And
you're quite welcome, sir. Thank you.
And I got another call from area code 289. I can't get to you because the show's getting ready to close down. We've got 90 seconds left, but you're welcome to call in, you know, anytime, next week or whenever. And
or
I want to thank everyone for tuning.
Want to get a hold
yes.
of us?
Yes, and freethewild.org also, everyone. Check that out on Facebook and Twitter. And thank you, ladies, for coming on this evening. And looking forward to having you both back on again. And next week we're going to have Meredith Ayan, and she is Executive Director of SPCA International. Want to welcome her on for the first time. So 7 o'clock next Thursday, everyone, April the 8th. 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Pacific. Listening worldwide, everyone, unlimited callers, and hope to hear from you next week. And a big shout out to my mother's listening to this evening, Pat, aka Moose. I love you, Mom. She don't look like a moose, but well, yes, her mother name for Mom, beautiful woman inside and out. And Ray Bittner, aka Mama Cat, a big shout out to you. Thank you for tuning in. Tell Skyler and Allie I said hi and a big hug to them. And thank you all the supporters that helped me with this show, helped me promote it. And hope everyone listen in next week. And everyone have a great evening, a peaceful one, and happy Easter to everyone this weekend, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Debbie.
We'll have more
Bye-bye.
Days, but God bless you all. Bye-bye. Paul in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone, and thanks for tuning in, and I hope you tune in next week, next Thursday. Bye-bye.